Brian and Trisha, and it's Tuesday, December 7th. I am so excited because, you know, I'm working on my boho poncho.
Clint Eastwood sweater?
Yes, that's what you're calling it.
Yeah.
So it's four squares that I've had to make.
Four big granny squares.
Yes. Well, I don't know if these aren't granny squares. I don't know what they are. But anyway, so I've had to do four different squares and then sew them to, like, stitch them together.
Right.
Like, crochet them together. And so last night I finished the fourth square.
It's beautiful. I love the colors. It's pretty cool looking.
So then I put it on. So excited. In all honesty, I stitched the three squares together. And then the fourth one, I kind of got distracted and I thought, oh, well, I've done three already.
Not you.
I've done these three. So, okay, I watched the video and I was like, okay, this is what I need to do. And then Mackenzie gets home from work. And so I'm talking to her and I'm still crocheting. And then we're all sitting around just talking in the living room. And I was like, I'm done. And so then I put it on and it fell right off of me. Because I put the fourth square on wrong. So they're supposed to be angled.
So the front and the back are angled so that they point down.
Yes.
And then the ones on your shoulders are flat and square.
Yeah.
Now, they're all the same size. It just all depends on how you angle them.
Right. You know, you could wear it a variety of ways.
Right.
You know, there's not a front and a back or a side. You know, it can all be moved around. But when Trisha puts the last square on and lines them up perfectly, and they're not supposed to be lined up, they're supposed to be at an angle. And so anyway, we laughed so hard last night because I was bummed, really bummed.
It looked like you had an ill-fitting crocheted tube top.
Mackenzie said it looked like a hula skirt. That, you know,
kinda.
But Kirsten, in all of our laughter and just the shock of it, you know, being wrong when I thought it was going to be right, Kirsten said, "Well, it's not wrong. You didn't. The only thing you messed up was the position of it. So you just have to unstitch it and then just angle it the right way." So thankfully, Kirsten saved the day and realized what I had done wrong, because I thought, well, okay.
Otherwise, you've got a weird blanket.
And I would use it as a blanket if I had to. But so I will unstitch it and then put it back together the right way.
Well, we've got to do a photo shoot with you and your dad's hat and a cigar next week, because this does legit look like Clint Eastwood, Man with No Name era trilogy of movies, you know.
Yeah. I mean, this is much more colorful than his was.
Well, we're going to shoot it in black and white, like his old photo was, and we'll put them side by side. Like, who wore it better, Clint Eastwood 50 years ago or Trisha this week?
As long as we can really capture the real colors of this.
Yeah, I think we should also have
that. It's so colorful, and I love the colors. So I just hope I can make it so that it's wearable.
If you hang a man, you better make sure he's dead.
Saturday. 21 Pilots, Saturday. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. And so I continue to work on this poncho that I am making. It is the Bohemian poncho that has been a work in progress. And so I realized
You had it finished last night.
Yeah.
Sewed it all together.
But I was distracted in the last one. I thought, oh, I'm doing good. You know, I think I've got, I can just do this last one pretty much with my eyes closed.
It's four giant squares.
Yeah.
Made into
like a shawl.
Kind of like a shawl.
So
it reminds me of Clint Eastwood in his old westerns where he was the man with no name.
Yeah.
So I keep calling this the Clint Eastwood.
So I needed to take one of the squares off because I had put it on wrong last night. Put it in the wrong direction. So it was supposed to be angled, and I put it on straight. So this morning, just like, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take it apart. I'll go ahead and just get this so I can stitch it back together. So I took it apart.
You needed to remove one full square.
Yeah, both sides, two sides of it.
And then turn it 45 degrees and then just re-tack it.
Yeah, except
you took the wrong square off.
I did. I took it off and I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. So I laid it out and I was like, oh no, I detached the wrong one.
Now, I could visibly see exactly what you needed to do. And I told you, I said, just take this one side off.
Yeah.
Move it down here 45 degrees and then restitch it. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then you said, yeah, I got it. And then you went, wait a minute, what?
No, so, and yeah, so then I pick it up.
Watching your video. And,
yeah, I watch the video one more time, that section. And then I pick it up, and you got to put the right sides together. Like, there's a front and a back side to each piece. And so I do that, and then I realized right before I started stitching, wait, I got to check it one more time. And I did have one of them facing the wrong direction. So I think this time, I'm like halfway through stitching one side of it. And so I think in the next few minutes, I'll know if I put that part on right. What this? I mean, who would have thought this would be the most difficult part?
In other news, Trisha has been restoring a Corvette with her father for a while now. And, you know, you work on it when you have...
I am not a car person. My dad is.
You work on it when you have time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like you're just stopping your entire life to just only work on this car. Because if you had, you'd have finished it several years ago.
Right. We haven't worked on it since this summer, honestly.
So there's been a lot going on. Yeah. You just can't work on it all the time.
It's a work in progress.
Sure.
It's a project.
But it does start run and drive.
It does.
This isn't one of those things of, well, eventually we'll get an engine back in it. It's not like
that. I should drive it to work.
You should. Not on a day like this.
No, but.
But the thing is, I now understand why there are stops and starts on this project. Your dad gets his fill of working with Trisha. And then he's like, okay, I got to take an emotional break here because she broke me. And I'm going to have to take a little time before I can love another human again.
I'm like a little worker bee. He just directs me and he says, okay, this is what you need to do because I don't know.
The story of you two trying to put the seat covers on was one of my favorite stories ever about you and your father.
It wasn't even the seat covers. It was taking the seats out of, like, the seat.
There's no room to work in a Corvette.
No.
There's no room.
No.
And you've got two people trying to work in a Corvette, one of whom is not a car person.
Right. I'm just like, okay, direct me. Tell me what to do. Oh, not that way? Okay, I'll do it this way now.
So I can imagine.
I'm learning a lot.
Imagine everyone's frustration at trying to do anything with Trisha. Now I'm getting to kick back and watch her make this shawl poncho sweater
thing.
You
make it seem like I am not able to do things.
No, that's not it at all.
I can do them. I just may have to try a couple times to get it figured out. And then, you know, then I'm good. So the next time I work on a Corvette, which will probably never, because this is the only Corvette that we have. So this Corvette's in the family forever.
All I know is that working on a car with you, I could imagine that we would, you know, like we've got the engine out. And we're going to rebuild it. And then I go take a day off. I come back and you're like, I put the engine in. Hey, great. How did the crankshaft go?
The what?
I was supposed to put the crankshaft in it?